One day on the road to Emmaus. The backstory for this song will be explained at the conclusion of this dream song. One day on the road to Emmaus, a long and dusty trail, he came down the road to Emmaus, a mysterious man who strode swiftly, peering intently ahead. He was watching for two of his friends. At last in the distance he saw them, walking slowly and unsure, as if weighted by mighty burdens, chatting only ever so often. They lapsed into long silences. One day on the road to Emmaus, a long and dusty trail, a mysterious man walked swiftly, and at last met up with his friends. One man was known as Cleopas, the other's name is unknown. Both men were so saddened that grief had dulled their senses. The man of mystery listened to their tale of grief and woe that gushed forth from broken hearts, crushed by hopeless despair. When they were greeted, they failed to recognize him. Cleopas and his brother disciple did not see the master teacher, only a mysterious man. When the master asked what ailed them, they told him what had happened. Terrible, horrible things to their friend and teacher Jesus. Still dazed and confused by the trauma, Cleopas explained the events that had happened only 3 days before. He recalled the gruesome torture that his master and teacher had endured. He spoke of his beating and torment, of being nailed to the rough wooden cross, and at last being lanced in the side by the spear of a Roman soldier. Then the other disciple exclaimed, "I keep reliving that vision at night. In terrible, horrible dreams. When I wake up, it's much worse. I can't understand why he died. He was supposed to live forever and reign on this earth as our king." The man of mystery shared many teachings from the Psalms and prophets, of why the master indeed had been destined to die that cruel death on the cross. But he also spoke inspiring words of glorious hope, and promised he'd live once again. He reasoned with them long hours, a long and dusty trail. As they walked along Emmaus Road, cold hearts that had mourned were transformed, and now pulsed with fervent hope. They at last reached their home in Emmaus, and begged him to break bread with them. When they were sharing their supper, the man of mystery was a mystery no more. To their sudden amazement, their eyes were finally opened. Their master and teacher, Christ Jesus, it was he who had walked with them and shared the truth from the scriptures that Jesus was living again. It had been Jesus himself who had walked and talked with them. Jesus indeed had arisen and was traveling and ministering again. Down the long years that had followed, morning, noon, and night, oft were the times Cleopas and his brother disciple would share with any who would listen, and this is what they would say. One day on the road to Emmaus, a long and dusty trail, just when all hope was shattered, Jesus returned as he had promised. That day on the road to Emmaus, as we walked and talked with him, Jesus soothed and mended our hearts and gave us our joy back again. Later that evening, he even reclined at supper with us. And then, just as with Brother Thomas, or when he went up in the cloud, suddenly he just up and vanished. He vanished right out of our sight.
I dreamed this song on the morning of June 16th, 2019. I didn't wake up singing it out loud as I have with a few of my other songs that I received in dreams. The last I remember in the dream, I was walking in a mall. I passed a table stacked with Bibles and tracts. A tall, thin man with a white walrus mustache was talking to two young girls about the road to Emmaus. As I walked by, I waved and I was going to say hi. But when I opened my mouth, a song came out instead. One day on the road to Emmaus, a long and dusty trail, he came down the road to Emmaus. And then I woke up from the dream, of course, so I went to my computer, and because the anointing was there, it just flowed, and I didn't have to change hardly anything. There was one section, after about 2 or 3 weeks of practice, I just wasn't getting it. It's the part where it says, Jesus soothed and bended our hearts and gave us our joy back again. And I asked the Lord about it, and instantly the words for an edited version of that stanza came into my mind, and I wrote it down, and it works just great. Talking about that section, it's one of the sections that I checked after I had the song, and I went to read the scripture to see if it was an accurate portrayal. And I think for the most part it was. In this section, it's a little bit different. And I think what it is, and this is just speculation on my part, but I believe that, you know, as human beings, we aren't always accurate in our memories, even those of us who have good memories. And sometimes what happens is, depending on whether the situation is a negative one in our hearts or a positive one, sometimes we remember things just a little bit differently than they really happened. And it seems to me that this is a song that's based on two real biblical characters and maybe close to the way it actually happened. And what I see is possibly when they look back, it was this great and positive experience, but if you actually read the scripture, Jesus was quite blunt with them. And he actually called them fools, you know, because their hearts were hard and they hadn't really understood the different teachings from the Old Testament that he had to come as a suffering servant and die and be resurrected. He doesn't come as the conquering warrior until when he comes back at the end after Revelation. But anyway, thank you for listening to the song. And if you're interested in any of my other songs or any of the other articles that I've written, you can find some of them at WayneO'Connorblog.com. It's just WayneO'Connor.com, and then you have to go find the blog icon and click on that. And I have a lot of free articles and songs. Also, if you go to Amazon.com and you have my name, Wayne O'Connor, and the title of whatever book or album you're looking for, you should be able to use the search engine at Amazon.com and find the stuff that I have for sale. I guess I'm not a famous author, so if you just put my name in, you may or may not be able to find me at Amazon. I'm like a teardrop dropped into the sea. But anyway, that said, thank you for listening, and have a great day or a great evening, whatever the case may be. Thank you again. My name is Wayne O'Connor from WayneO'Connor.com.